Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We need to understand what on earth is going on in South Africa today. Michael Bagrum is a South African politician. He's a Labour lawyer. Michael, good morning. I wish I could talk to you about something a little bit more pleasant as well. But unfortunately, we have some serious issues. What is with the shutdown today? What is this? Oh, are we not hearing you, Michael? Michael, I think you might be, I don't know if it's your headphones. You seem to be on mute. We can see on your side that you are muted. So, yep,
which is a good point.
Well, probably a lot of people would be happy that way, right?
In fact, that often happened to me in Parliament, but at least you're not muting me. I muted myself.
Right, exactly.
Okay, let me just tell you that it's been a bit of a damp swib. I've taken a ride around the Cape Town precinct of the Parliament this morning. I went to the Premier's offices,
Right. Drove
past there. There's not a soul in sight. There are lots of policemen. There are lots of traffic ops. I think there are more traffic ops and policemen than anything else.
So they're clearly not striking.
And commuters. Mm-hmm. So they're having a lot of fun. The taxis are all working. That's no problem over there. People are arriving at work. And I think it's the same around the country. From what I understand from my colleagues, Labour lawyers in Johannesburg have told me that there's not much activity there either. There will be sporadic marches to various places, but this is certainly not the mother of all strikes, as they try to actually put it onto social media. And I think that's where the real damage is. The real damage comes from trade unions behaving badly. In other words, they send this out, they send the scare out. A lot of people take leave. A lot of people said, well, I'm not coming into work today. I'll rather do it on Zoom or whatever they want to do. And I think that in itself is damaging. The image is horrific. And so what we've got is, it's a bit of an oxymoron. I mean, it's where the price of petrol goes up, so I bomb my car.
Exactly.
I mean, the reality is that it does not make any sense at all.
It's being promiscuous for the sake of celibacy. Well, that was a polite way of putting it. But either way, what's interesting.
I know the rude way.
What's interesting to me, and I think something that we should be looking at and highlighting, is perhaps they've misread the market, and perhaps they are misreading where people are at. In other words, maybe what South Africans want is to work. Maybe we want to get back to work. We want our economy to flourish. And we can't do that if we're shutting businesses down even just for a day. We've had enough struggles to contend with in terms of load shedding and all sorts of other things. Maybe the trade unions actually need to listen a little bit more carefully to what people and what their constituents want. What's your response to that?
I think you have hit the nail on the head. Mm. You've hit it on the head in the sense that, first of all, we've got 11 million unemployed South Africans. So they don't belong to any trade union. Mm. And of course, the trade unions don't care about them.
Right.
So that's a real problem. The second thing is, of course, people have had COVID for 18 months, almost 2 years. And when many people didn't earn and didn't work and they never got their TERS and UIF has been impossible. People actually are starving. And even the workforce are struggling like you can't believe. I mean, I get this feedback all the time. So you take that and then you tell people you're not going to earn for another day because no one earns. No work, no pay. It doesn't matter how legal the strike is. Mm. And then to couple on top of all of that, this trade unions themselves are shrinking at an incredible rate. So you have SAFTU, which is the umbrella body under Mr. Vavi, and you've got COSATU, which was traditionally the biggest umbrella body, they're now in equal power. In other words, COSATU is shrinking at a hell of a pace. SAFTU is obviously kept buoyant because of NUMSA, which is the biggest trade union in the country, but they're both shrinking. So their membership is shrinking. They've got to keep themselves relevant, so they call for a mass strike. That didn't work.
Are they shrinking because of less people being employed, because of the unemployment, or are they shrinking because people are saying, I don't know what the benefit is and I don't want to be part of this, or both?
Both. Absolutely both. They are shrinking because the workforce is shrinking. Mm. And of course, also the workforce is changing in its outlook. And you are right. They are saying, what's my benefit? What do I get out of it? But funnily enough, I spend every day suing trade unions. That's my job. And attacking trade unions. But I actually still recommend that people join trade unions. It sounds,
why? As a collective, as a collective bargaining power.
Correct. Mm. Because at the end of the day, for instance, if you get bullied at work, it doesn't help for you to go and complain to the bully, but it helps to complain to your shop steward.
Right.
But I can give you 100 examples right now, but the bottom line is I still recommend trade unions. I still think they are a vital part of our economy. It's just that they need to mature. And that is, I think, the real problem, and that the workforce are starting to see that they're not mature enough for this modern economy.
And is it perhaps a case of saying, well, identifying what their role is? Their role isn't necessarily to call for a mass shutdown to protest against the petrol price and load shedding. Their responsibility is, as you've said, to represent workers, give workers more power in an environment that they might be traditionally powerless or have less power.
Well, yes, that's been an argument since the early 80s because COSATU has gone into partnership with the ANC and with the Communist Party. And as that sort of tripartite alliance, it became very political. And in fact, they forgot about the man on the street, the workers, the real people. And they've forgotten about representing real people. I appear in the Labour Court and the CCMA often, and you have a shop steward against me or a union official who hasn't been trained. Now, they should get back to the knitting. They should get back to representing people, to actually understanding the labour laws, and to understanding how they can actually organise themselves at the workplace and not try and influence politics. And there's a big problem with them. But I think that tripartite alliance is starting to shake very heavily. COSATU no longer trusts the ANC, although they're still in bed together. I can name some couples like that. But the bottom line is that we do need a more mature workforce. We do need a more mature trade union movement. And once we've got that, then we've got a very effective ally in the economy. And I think the trade union movement could be a very strong ally. And
well,
I'm a great proponent of that.
So it's interesting because isn't this case in point where you've got an apparent conflict of interest where you've got COSATU, who's part of this alliance with the ANC, looking for a national shutdown, protesting against a government that they're part of. Surely they need to step aside from that and represent the workers without that conflict.
Well, if you were the Dayan, you'd give them a get. the bottom line is they should actually step aside from each other.
They should.
And also, let's face it, government is the biggest employer in the country.
Right.
Government has stabbed the trade union movement in the back. You recall the 3-year wage agreement that was reneged upon on the third year.
Yeah.
You recall now where they're refusing to negotiate at the municipal level. So they've got all sorts of problems. And you're talking about a partnership between the biggest employer and the biggest trade union in the country, trade union umbrella body in the country. Doesn't make any sense at all. It did at the time when you wanted to bring down the government. Then it made sense. And it actually did a brilliant job. They brought down the government, I believe. They were the fuel that was to bring down the apartheid regime. And for that, we need to keep applauding them. But we've now beyond that. We're now completely beyond that. You've got a government that they don't trust anymore. And maybe they should bring down this government. And that's where the trade union movement needs to look at. What suits workers? And also, trade unions should also be worrying about the unemployed.
Absolutely.
Because every single member of theirs, and you have a look, there's a concept known as the black tax. Every single working member of a trade union supports 7 or 8 people.
Yeah.
And that's also untenable. And the trade union should be tackling that. They should be getting more people from every family into the workplace. That should be their big political.
And to reduce
move.
The strain on people that are working. We do need to leave it there. Correct. It is 8:45. I'd love your reaction, please. Michael Bagram, South African politician and Labour lawyer, bringing us some perspective on today. Is it a damp squid? Have you seen, I'd love your reaction, your observations. We're sitting in studio. We don't really know what is going on out there.